This is your KMC update. I'm Airman First Class Dominic Ingram. First-term airmen will soon have additional opportunities to stay in uniform instead of separating from the military. Starting June 1st, all first-term airmen can retrain into any Air Force specialty code they qualify for that is under 90% manned, even if their current AFSC is below 90% manned. Airmen who wish to retrain under this new policy must be within their retraining window, meet medical standards, Air Force Enlisted Classification Directory standards, have the required ASVAB scores, and physical fitness standards must be approved. Master Sergeant of the Air Force, Joanne Bass, provided more context to first-term airmen who are looking to retrain. For a more detailed look, here's Senior Airman Stephanie Gilardo.
Providing these opportunities for our airmen helps us keep talent. While this particular change impacts first-term airmen, expect to see more initiatives like this as we evolve our policies and talent management to focus on the force of the future and building the Air Force our nation needs, said Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, Chief Master Sergeant Joanne Bass.
The First-Term Airman Retaining Selection Board was previously a requirement during the retraining application process. That is no longer a requirement. The new retrain policy is not the only thing first-term airmen should look out for. The 86th Force Support Squadron has programs available for any Air Force rank as they continue their career. The First-Term Airman Course, also known as FTAC, provides a structured first duty station orientation that is designed to transition airmen from a training mindset to the mission-oriented environment and must be attended within the first 45 days of arrival on base. For more information on the First-Term Airman Course, Hercules University, or the Development Advisor information, you can go to 86fss.com under the Force Support tab. That was your KMC update. I'm Airman First Class Dominic Ingram.